Hi there, thank you for watching. A very quick introduction. My name is Rebecca Whitmore and I help small business owners start and scale a successful business. Very quick backstory, I have a massive love of all things sales and service. I've worked in sales roles since the age of sweet 16, so I won't reveal how many years that is now, but quite a few years of experience within sales and customer service roles under my belt. And I know that a lot of people do shy away from the conversation around sales, but at the end of the day, as business owners, that is what keeps us running. That is what keeps us in business. So it's a really, really important conversation to have. And today what I wanted to do is really focus on one part, that one element that can help you with your business growth, which is all about email marketing. Now, before you switch off, I know that email marketing has been an absolute game changer for my business and also for my clients, and it's so often overlooked. There are so many social channels now, there's new strategies, new shiny techniques to try. So email marketing can often be overlooked, but it can really, really, really help your business as an effective sales tool. So I'm going to give you my top three reasons as to why you should introduce or keep going with your email marketing for your business, and hopefully by the end of this video I've got you convinced. So my first top reason is because you own that data. And yes, we're in a very technology driven world, so it's extremely important to have a social presence. At the moment, you may not be on my email list, but I'm coming to you here through this channel on a social media channel. So it is of course a great way to communicate with our clients with the social media presence. But at the same time, it's important to remember that we don't own these channels. So if this channel decides to go down or not show this video to people, at least then there are the clients that are on my email base that I own that data, provided they've opted in, they've given me consent, and so on and so forth. We're going to remain legal about this. But if once they're on my email list, I can carry on communicating with them. Even if the channels go down, there's been incidents recently with Facebook going down, with Instagram going down. And if that is the only place where you pour all your energy into with looking after your clients and communicating what you do and what you sell, it can be very, very easy to miss out on reaching out to people. So your email list, you own it, it's yours. You can keep emailing those clients that are on that list as much as you like, within reason, of course, within reason. But that's yours to do as you please with. My second reason why email marketing is so important is it has a massive return on investment compared to some other ways to advertise your business, such as paid ads, for example. Now, depending on your numbers on your mailing list, and especially if you're just starting out, you can actually send emails for free from some excellent apps and software that you can use. Now, there's tons of different services that can help you with this. I know that MailChimp is extremely popular. I personally use MailerLite, and I'm going to cover that on a later video. A little bit of a walkthrough type guide, so let me know if you think that would be useful. But there's tons of different options, and a quick Google will help you. They've all got different price points depending on how many emails you're going to be sending. Now, I have heard cited that for every £1 spent, you do get up to a £42 return. So I'm not entirely sure on the facts of that, but I can honestly say that from my own experience with my business and that of my clients, we have seen a really, really great increase on return of investment. And they can also be used for higher customer loyalty and retention. You're literally sending them messages of what you're doing directly into their inbox, which is going to be really, really close and important to the people that you're communicating with. And last but not least, my third point, that you can segment your customers based on their behaviours and previous interactions. So, for example, within my travel company, I know who my families are, I know which clients love cruises, and I know which ones don't. So I also can effectively segment so that I'm not wasting anybody's time or upsetting clients with information that they're not bothered about, that's not relevant to them. Things like clients that like luxury versus those who want more cheap and cheerful style holidays. And of course, this does change over time. People do change over time. The sort of holidays that I look at now with my husband and my children are very different to the types of holidays I was going on like in my early 20s and so on. So it is really, really important to keep updated and with your clients as their lives change and things that they're looking for change. But I would say that certainly as you're building your email database, knowing about segmentation and sending out relevant emails to that particular segment can be an absolutely fantastic way to showcase your personalization to them in particular, and your care for them, and the service that you're telling them about or the product that you're providing is making sure that that email is relevant to them as individuals. So that's my top three reasons why email marketing should be integrated into your marketing structure. Point one, you own the data. Point two, it can have an excellent return on investment. On point three, you can segment the emails that you send in based on your customer behaviours, preferences, and previous interactions. I hope this was useful. I'm going to be doing more of these videos, so I would really, really love to know your thoughts. Either let's chat in the comments, or you can pop me a DM, whatever you prefer. And if you do know of anybody that you think that this would be useful to, then please introduce them, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Bye for now.